Well, gentlemen, I think you'll agree everything worked out just like I planned.
Yeah, by the skin of your teeth.
Curious, Doctor. A person with your distinguished medical credentials should be aware that human teeth are protected by a layer of enamel and not, as you say, skin.
All right, you know what? I have had it, you green-blooded son of a—
Gentlemen, please. The important thing is we're all safe here on the Enterprise and we're off to our next adventure.
Indeed. All of us, Captain?
Well...
Yeah, what about that little filly from Anthropology that was making goo-goo eyes at you?
Oh, Yeoman Walters? She's been transferred to the...
USS Hood.
Captain's log, stardate. I don't know. The clock doesn't work. Day 716. I think it's a Wednesday. Commander Helen Noel of the USS Hood.
Hey, you can't record a captain's log. You're a woman. Our world of starship captains doesn't admit women.
Count the stripes. I outrank you.
Well, that may be true, but I have one of these.
Oh! Put that away!
I have three of those!
No!
Does most genitals mean most, Captain?
No! Everyone zip up and shut up! Thank you. Now, does anyone know where we are?
Oh, are we lost, honey? Just like abroad, am I right?
Diamato, you're the navigator. If we're lost, then it's your fault.
Last I heard, one of them nacelles there was busted and the ship was just there. Playing around in a circle there.
I think you'll find it's a parabola.
Yeah, I'm a geologist. I don't know from parabolae.
Yeoman Walters, reporting for duty.
Welcome aboard, Yeoman. So what brings you here? Did you spend a night with Captain Kirk, or did you just succeed?
Wait, I thought this transfer was a reward. The captain said the next step was promotion.
Oh, sweetie, we've all heard that one. You're on the Hood now. You know how the Enterprise is the Federation flagship, and its crew are the best and the brightest that Starfleet has to offer?
Sure, I've heard the loyalty oath.
Well, this is where the best and the brightest go when they either outshine the captain and his two best friends, or he'd rather we just sort of fade into obscurity.
But I recognize you. You're Helen Noel. You were the ship's psychiatrist on the Enterprise.
I cannot imagine how that ship is getting on without me. They are screwed up.
Your papers were required reading at the Academy. And to be honest, a bunch of us yeomen thought that you were on the shortlist to be the first female captain.
I already told you. There's no room in our...
Quiet! Yes, well, you're right about all of that. But then there was the Christmas party. Oh, he says. We're off duty. Rank doesn't enter into it. Just call me Jim. I'm a man and you're a woman. Let's be a man and a woman together. So, foolishly, I let the Romulan ale decide for me, and 2 days later, my transfer came through.
So you're telling me that you could staff an entire Constitution-class starship with all the people Kirk has...
Well, not all of us. Some of us just thought that science officer of his didn't have enough compassion. I just wanted to throw an individual funeral for each member of the landing party who died, which involved researching their cultural customs, religious preferences... and breaking out the dress uniforms.
That does seem a bit excessive.
Oh, not you, too. Are you a human or a computer?
Guess I'd better get to work. Yeoman gotta yo. So I assume the coffee is in here?
Don't open that door!
Yeoman, no!
Stop!
Why is this closet full of mats?
Because this ship is terrible!